This is slightly different, but does volition differ from intention?
I think they're pretty much used synonymously. At least I use them synonymously, volition and intention. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe in terms of translation.
Chaitanya.
Yeah, it's good to sort of go back to the Pali sense of Chaitanya. Because intention doesn't quite, especially in how it's used in the English language, it doesn't really quite convey, even though it's an ordinary translation, it doesn't quite convey what Jacob means. It's like when does something, why do you have the intention to harm? But it's also because what it is that Jaitanya is also the volition is a good is a pretty good word because it's going to move the mind towards something.
Would you say like it's a combination of what we would call intention with that movement towards? Is that
yes, with riders. You know, in the sense that there's a, because sometimes there's that word intention, means as if you have it, really clearly formulated in your mind exactly what you would like the result of your action to be. But that's not volition. It's like some movement of mind towards something, which you might not have a very clear idea of what the result will be, but it's still volition and it's still karmic, karmic potential for results. So it doesn't have to be that clearly formulated in mind for it to be a volitional act.
So if I were to say, like for myself, that moving towards, that's the volition. Is that close enough?
Yeah.
In the vinyasa, when we talk about intention, effort, and result, is chaitanya the word that they're using?
Chaitanya is the word, yeah.
And it sounds like your point is that, like, it's not necessarily like a conscious, thought out,
right,
deliberate,
fully formulated,
yeah,
deliberate act. It's not as ironclad as that, as specific as that.
Mm-hmm. And also, as you were saying, we get it mixed up because we use the word intention sometimes to mean like motivation.
Right.
You can, like in the Vinaya, we've talked about that. Sometimes it's like the intention, as Ajahn Jeff describes it in the way it's used in the Vinaya mostly, is like the intention to perform an action, like the intention to kill. It's like the intention to perform that act is the intention. Whereas the motivation might be something like out of compassion or out of anger. There's many different motivations that one has that are behind the intention. But the intention, at least in the Vinaya, is that movement towards expression.
What's that with sankhara translated sometimes as volitional formations? What's the difference between the nuance between the two words, chaitanya and sankhara?
Well, the thing is the defining feature of sankhara is chaitanya.
It's interesting, I was thinking about that, and I actually was after one of Tom Pesla's questions the other night, and how much I can find that a sense of self revolves around that one particular mental factor of chaitanya, intention. You know, there's this sense of, you know, you have a certain perception or a certain experience, and you know, based on just past habitual tendencies in the mind, there's a rising up to react in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, either you know, to yell or whatever it is, if it's anger. But there's that sense of rising up to respond, and that I think is chaitanya. You know, it's that mental factor of movement, of, you know, to respond, usually out of totally confused habitual ways of doing it. And it's so interesting how, you know, I, you know, can see myself, you know, really holding a sense of self around that particular mental factor, you know?
Yeah, I have to say, it really is helpful, because when I think about it in terms of, let's say, like, Vijasampada, more as just like a step in an ongoing process, it makes a lot more sense the way you describe it, because when I think about, like, I want some cocoa, I'm like, I'm going to tell this person what's going on. Like, it's not like internally I sit down at the desk, you know what I mean, and plot it all out. So, it's a good thing.
Can I ask you a question about that? In the text, so it talks about seeing and working with sankhara, but does it talk about seeing and working with chaitanya that you know of? Or is that more of just, are you able to see that? In action.
Usually Jaitana is when Jaitana is talked about, it's usually talked about the with its integral functioning as part of karma. So that and actually the there's discourses where the Buddha actually uses the same formulation of the Four Noble Truths, but with there's karma, the cause of karma, cessation of karma, the path leading to cessation of karma. So that there's highlighting karma, and then where the Buddha and the definition that Buddha uses it. Karma is volition. It's just this, these are surroundings. So that again, that's the structure of working with that aspect of how we create actions and results of action.
So it's like trying to the task is establishing wholesome intentions, because that's the precursor to the actual action in body, speech, and mind that will result in karmic.
Sorry, so could we say that in terms of like developing the skillful stuff, that conscious intention could very well precede volition?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, developing, say, the resolve to have thoughts of goodwill, you know, something like that's establishing an intention that then leads to wholesome acts of body, speech, and mind.